of halachas of achilah by Shabbos, how much of an oichel do you have to carry out on Shabbos to be chayiv for hoitzom? The size of a grape is the size of a dried out date, a dried out fig. That's why the pasuk says teina. So drashi greigris, he teina yevesha, to dried out a fig. Ubo shiurei kol oichel adam linyan oitzoy Shabbos. The tanan hamoitzi oichlim kegreigris. They carry out an apple on Shabbos, you carry out a tomato on Shabbos, how much of the apple do you have to carry out? The size of a dried out fig. That's the shear. By the end of the post, it says rimoin, pomegranates. What's the shear of pomegranates? Kiritnan. Kol kli bale batin. Anytime the balabos, a private person, has a keli, that's tummy. A kli cheres becomes tummy. So say you can't be tied with a kli cheres in the mikvah. How are you metire a kli cheres? You have to be nishba, you have to break it. Now, how much of a hole do you have to put into the kli to make it ice kli, to make it a broken kli? Shiurim to remind him. You have to have the hole at least the size of a pomegranate to go through. As long as the hole is not as big as a pomegranate to go through, the kli is not Torah. We still say the kli is tummy. Sitrashi, balabayis chasa kelim, because the balabos cares about his kelim. Now, v'yanika k'moitzi zayis. Let's say you have a glass. It only has a hole the size of a zayis. Just an olive can fit through. Is matzniel egoizim. The balabos doesn't throw out the keli. He uses it. He'll store nuts inside it now. What about kegoiz? Let's say the hole gets as big as a nut. Matzniel remind him. He'll hold the keli because he can still store in it pomegranates. Lefikoch, im nitmo v'nika v'adayin tomei. If the keli was tomei, and even though you got a hole the size of an egoz or a zayis, it's still tomei because it's still called a keli. Ad shi'inokev k'maitzerimun. Until the shear of a maitzerimun comes about. When it gets so big as a remind him, behind the shear to remind him. That's the shear of a remind. That when the hole gets so big that a pomegranate can go through, then even a private balabos throws away his kalim, it's not called a kli. So drashi av a kli umin. What about a person that sells the kalim in the store? Then ha'imed limocher tor benekat kotim. If you aim it to sell your kalim, so as long as it, as soon as it gets even a small hole, it's not right to sell, so you're not going to use it anymore. So for a kli umin, then it's bottle, the tumma goes off, even with a smaller hole. That's why it says after kli balibatim. Balabos, a private person, doesn't throw away his keli, he'll use it until it gets the shear of a rimon. Right, then the pasuk says, eretz zayis shemen udvash. Eretz, what does it mean, eretz zayis? We darish in eretz, shekol shiureh kezeitim. That all the shiurim of Torah, of the Torah is totally in the zayis. That's the famous shiur. How much do you have to eat to be chayiv for a kezayis? What do you have to do this for kezayis? For the Gemara, kol shiureh sakadaitach. Can you say all the shiurim of the Torah are in the kezayis? We kahani the Amaran. We just got finished saying a lot of halachas have different shiurim. By a mace, the bone has a shiur of a kesayro. By beisam luga is kechito. By Shabbos is kegregris. So what do you mean all the shiurim of the Torah is a shiur of a kezayis? Eleimet means to say, Eretz Sheroi Shurei Kizaisim. Rove of the Shurim of the Torah is totally in the Zayis. How much do you have to eat to Chayef Yisurim of Kizayis? Rashi says, Roiv Shurim Vizaisim. Achilas Chele Vidam Vinoisur Pigal. Vitomei. O Nevela. O Behema Tomeya. O Bosser Hameis Loyal. O Magen Velas. All these halachis, halachis, if you have a Kizayis of it, Yechayev or it's Tomei, it has Tumas Oil. So roll with the shurim and a Torah is like a tolin of a zayis. That's why it says a lashon of a zayis. Taita, eretz shurayv shurayk yezesim. Dvash, what does the pasuk say, dvash? Here, honey usually means the Torah. When it says honey, it means of dates. It means the honey that comes out of dates. So aloch, what's the aloch of a date? K'kayseves hagas liyom ha-kippurim. What's the Easter achila on Yom Kippur? There the Torah doesn't say loshin achila by Yom Kippur. The Torah says loisuna. You have to pain, you have to put yourself in pain. So how much eating takes away your pain? That's the shear of a date. You have to eat the shear of a date, a kukseva, a sagasa, a big date, then you chayiv on Yom Kippur. So the Torah says loshin advash, which means the honey that comes out of the dates, it's not gay to hukos Yom Kippur. So here the kashri is all these shiurim say in the pasuk. So what did the Gemara before say? The halachas v'shiurim are halachal Moshe Mitzrayim. No, for this pasuk, eretz zayis, all these words we learn out shiurim from. So Drashi, kol devash homo batayra devash tomorim. It's always honey that comes out of dates. K'diyamer hosom a neviim bikurim kiyim izayim haminim. You can only bring bikurim for the zayim haminim. V'loy mit tomorim shebhorim. V'loy mit perish shebamokim. Now The Pasuk talks about bringing Bikurim from tomorrow. I wear a tomorrow, wear a date in the Zayin Aminim. And Lamai, the Pasuk says the Vash, honey. Honey means the dates. The dates, the honey comes from the dates. That's the halacha. So the kitzah of the kasher is, these halacha, it's not halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's not Torah Shabbatah, it's Torah Shabbatah. And for the Gemara Poshit, the Tizburah, Shiyurin Nichtav Ksivi, this Pasuk of Eretz Chito Sairam, does the Pasuk really mean the Shiyurim? Does the Shiyurim say here? Avad Ela Hilchasaninu, Avad the Yikr halachas are all halacha l'moshe m'sinai, all halachas of Shiyurim. The Asanchinu Rabbanan Akroi, that's what we say from Eretz Chito Sairam. We learn that Chito means Beis Amnuga. Avada, that's not Poshe Pshan the Posse. It's not like an Asmachto. Once we know the Halacha from Halacha, Moshe Mitzinai, the Rabbanan found an Asmachto, a little remiss from the Torah. But Avada, without the Halacha, Moshe Mitzinai, we would never know that's Pshan this Posse. So it's not called the Posse says it, it's called Halacha, Moshe Mitzinai. No, it's an Asmachto, it's a little remiss from the Posse. Yeah. Right. Right, so that's so it's good. The first halacha, shiurim takar halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Right, chatzitzin. Before also we said halacha chatzitza by tefillah that you can't have something on your body to be chatzitz. That's only halacha l'moshe m'sinai. For the gemara of yiraisinenu, that's also halacha shabiksan. It says in the Torah. The pasuk says v'rochatz es kol b'soroi. When you go to the mikvah, you have to wash kol b'soroi. His your whole body has to be in the mikvah. You can't have anything on your body that's protecting you and the water. In other words, you need the water to touch all parts of your body. There can't be a chatzit or something on your body. So it's not the pasuk with dashin. Then the pasuk says, v'rochet is called besara b'mayim. What's the limit from b'mayim? The mei mikvah. B'mayim means water that's gathered together already. That's called mei mikvah. Kol b'sar mayim. The post now saying brachet as kol b'sar b'mayim. What does kol b'sar mayim mean? She kol gufay oyla behen. What's the shear? How big does the mikvah have to be? It has to be big enough that your whole body could get into the mikvah. The kamehen. What's the shear of a mikvah? Amo al amo. One amo by one amo. Beroyim gimel amos. Has to be the height of three amos. That's the shear that a normal person could get into. V'shear chachomim may mikvah nemso. Therefore, from this cheshbin, how much water has to be in the mikvah? At least 40 saw. So all these drushes we learn out from this pasuk of a rochat as kol b'sar b'mayim. So the whole body has to be into water. What type of water? A main mikvah, still water, and has to be enough for the body to get in. So all these halachis says in the Torah. So what are you saying? It's only halachah l'moshe m'sinai for? It says b'feirush kol b'sar. That means that your whole body has to be touched by water. There can't be a chatzitza between you and the water. Rashi, kol b'sori mashma, kol b'sori kiechud. Your body has to be in the water one time. And for the Gemara, ki yitzra chilchaso. When do we say it's only halacha l'moshe m'sinai, atayu l'saroi? That even in the hair also has to go in the mikvah, and there can't be a chatzitza in the hair. Ukidarabba barafuna. The yomar rabba barafuna. Neimo achas kshura chatzitzis. If an isha or a man, if he has one hair, there's a knot in one hair, it's a tight knot, and that's chatzitzis. Since it's so tight, the water can't go in between the knot, and it's called a chatzitza. The water didn't go on the hair. Sholosh, what about if you have three hairs tied together? Ein chatzitzis. Then it's not called a chatzitza. Since there are three hairs, you can't make the knot too tight. It doesn't get that tight. Therefore, the water could go through. It's not called a chatzitza. Shtayim, what about if you have two hairs that are knotted together? Ein yodei. He's not sure it's a suffix if that's called a chatzitza or not. But I call upon him, so we're saying this halacha that by the star of the hair there's also a psul of a chatzitza, that's only halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So Drashi, Neimo achas kshuro chatzitzis. Demotzi laduke shapi. You can make it very tight. V'einamayin nechnosim bekesha. The water can't get in. Sholosh ein chatzitzis. So it's the lame headed shapi v'albumaya. Three hairs together with a knot is not that tight. The water goes through. So this is the kash. So the chur, this is the teretz that Allah l'moshe m'sinai has come to tell you. Even the hair also can't have a chatzitza. For the Gemara, name saroi namid yiraisu. The Allah of your hair also can't have a chatzitza. Is also mid yiraisu. The Tanya learned in the braisa. For rochas es kol b'saroi. It says an extra word s. Farochas es kol besoroi. Es, what does the word es do? Ha tofel besoroi. That even something that's tofel to the basar also has to go into the mikvah. And what is that? Vizel sar, that's the person's hair. His hair also has to go into the mikvah, and there can't be a chatzitza. So vizel, it's stayed beferish in the Torah. So it's not called a loch l'moshe misinai, it says beferish in the Torah. And for the Gemara, ki yasi hilchasa l'ruboi u'lemiyutoi u'lemakpid u'vashayne makpid. And say nechanami, the ikir aloch chatzitza attack it says in the Torah. Says in the Torah, you can't have a chatzitza on your body, and who would in on your hair, there can't be a chatzitza. No, the hair has to go into the mikvah, and the body has to go into the mikvah. That's what it says in the Torah. But how much of a chatzitza passes the tefillah midiraitza? That we don't know. That's aloch l'moshe misinai. And the aloch is like this. Okay, the Rav Yitzchak. The Yomer Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says like this. Dvar Torah. What's the aloch midiraitza? Midiraitza, what's called the chatzitza? Ruboi umak bedolov. You need two tenoyim. It has to be such a covering, mostly a band-aid that covers up rove of your body, and also your makbid, you don't like it to be there. Or maybe a band-aid is not such a good example of band-aid. But sometimes a band-aid, you're not makbid, you don't care if it's the other rabbi, you want the band-aid to be there. Let's say you have a bigger leaf, or some dirt, is over your body, is covered up with dirt. That essence, your makbid, you don't like the dirt to be there. You're eventually going to take it off right away, it doesn't look nice. And also, it's covering rove of your body. That's midi right, so the tefill is no good. And how do we know this? This is Allah l'moshe misinai. That the only time the tefillah is possible, if your body is covered up, rove of the body is covered up, and who are then your makbid, what's there? And the svar is, if you don't have rove of your body covered up, it's considered bottle to the goof. Whatever is on the body is like bottle to the goof. So therefore, once you go into the mikvah, it's considered your whole body is in the mikvah. Who are then if you're not makbid on it, even though rove of your body is covered up with it, so what? But since it's attached, it's on your body, the svar is, it's bottle to your goof. So it's like part of your body now. So without urine, the mikvah, it's a kosher tefillah. Midiraisa, it's only possible with two tenoyim. It's covering rove of the body, and your makbid upon that whatever's on your body. Dvar teres ruboi makbid olav choytis. Ushainai makbid olav eina choytis. But if you're not makbid on it, you have something there that you don't care if it's there or not. L'moshe clothing, you're wearing clothing. You don't care if the clothing is on your body. It looks nice. You want it to be there. So therefore, it's ain't a chaytitz. A midiraisa. Although the gozru, the rabbonim made exerim, but the rabbonim, it's possible, it's a chatitzom, al rubai shayna makbud, mishum rubai hamakbud. It's even though you're wearing tight clothing, that's a chatitzom on rove of your body, but l'maisi, you're not makbud, you don't care if it stays there, but the rabbonim, it's possible. Because he made exerim also in a case where it's dirt on rove of your body, which you are makbid. So even though now it's only clothing that you're not makbid on, the Rabbanu Mugayzer ought to a case where you would be makbid. Vaita v'yal miyutai ha-makbid, the Rabbanu made a gzeron, and even a miyut, a little bit dirt is on your body. It's not even rove of the body, just a little part of your body has dirt on it. But if you're makbid on it, it's also no good with the Rabbanu. Why did the Rabbanu make a gzeron? Mishorubai ha-makbid. I mean, you have one of the two tenoyim who make the gzeron, maybe they'll have both tenoyim. So it's only osim rabbonin, either ruboi or else miyat that's makbid. What about the miyat that's not makbid? That's not even a chatzitza mid rabbonin. Miyikar adin that's mutter to be toivum. Then we have a miyat that's not makbid on to rabbonin warn goizim. The minig is avada before the noshim atoivum not to have anything on the body. That's mitzad haminig. But mitzad ikar adin, adi you don't have a roiv. It's only a miyat and not makbid. It's not called a chatzitza. Fred Gemara, why not? The league zanami, why didn't Rabbanu make a second gezerah? Let Rabbanu also be gezer, al miyutoi, shayna makbid, even if you have a little bit, let's take a little band-aid, that you're not makbid, and it's only a miyut, and so we're saying now it's not a chetzitza. Why not? Let Rabbanu make gezerah, mishemiyutai ha makbid. Also, maybe you'll have a miyut, a little bit dirt there, that you're makbid, the dirt shouldn't be there. Inami, or else let's make gezerah, mishem ruboi, shayna makbid. Without you have something now that's not makbid on, so true, now it's only a miyut, but if you be makbid to be toivel with a miyut, ain't a makbid, should come to be toivel when you have a ruboy, shayna makbid. So why didn't the Rabbanu make a gzera here also? That's the Gemara Poshit. Hey, he goof for gzera. Even if she's toivel, with the rove of her body is covered up, let's say with clothing, that she's not makbid on, that's also only mid Rabbanu. Hey, he goof for gzera. Ruboy, shayna makbid. Or miyut ha makbid is only mid Rabbanu. Or the Zoy, the Anan, Nakam, we should get up. The Nigzog, Zerul, Zerah. we should make a second gzeira to make a gzeira that a miyut sheina makpid should also be yosim the rabbanon. That the rabbanon don't do a gzeira. The gzeira we don't do. Hey, so miyut sheina makpid the rabbanon weren't gzeira on. Because what are you afraid of? A miyut sheina makpid. Maybe we should do a miyut hamakpid. A miyut hamakpid is also only with the rabbanon. Maybe we should do a rubai sheina makpid. Rubai sheina makpid is also only with the rabbanon. See, about the only gzeira is gzeira. It's not also. So these halachas are halachas l'mashim yisinai. So what's called a chatzitza midiraisa, ruboy and makpid. Ruboy sheina makpid, or miyut ha-makpid, that's also midirabonim. So Rashi, tevah Torah means halachas l'mashim yisinai, the Torah shebapeh. These halachas we don't know bapeh. Ruboy. So Rashi says a chiddush now. Rashi shita is ruboy, roiv saroy. Rashi's mashma, this halacha, halachas l'mashim yisinai, only goes upon the hair. By the hair of the halacha, how much of the hair is chaytis? Shem yesh by dover achaytis could go in dam yovish. Let's just say she has blood in the hair, dried up on the hair. Or else the diyoy v'tit yovish. She has dried out ink or dirt. The zefes yovish. Or shekosher ruba yachas achas. Robe of the hair is tied up. Then we say it's a chatzitza. So robe of the hair has a chatzitza. Umakpid olav. That bothers her. She doesn't like to have blood in her hair. So such a case, that's called a chatzitza. So in Tishant, Rashi says that Allah L'mashim Sinai applies to the hair only. So Tosis Medayik from Rashi, Mashim Rashi, there is that on the body, you don't have those halachis. On the body, any little chatzitza would be a chatzitza midiraisa. Hey, the Allah L'mashim Sinai only applies to the hair. About the hair is only a chiddush of S, a tuffle of saroy, it has to be in the mikvah. So here you have these kulis that only rubay and makbid is chaytzis. But on the body, mashm, anything would be chaytzis. If Tosfos learns not like that, Tosfos has a lot of kashas on Rashi, and about the loch is not like Tosfos. So the Tzvoa wants to say Rashi also doesn't mean it. Rashi doesn't mean saroy, lafuka, the rest of the body. Rashi just wants to say a chiddush. Now the chiddush is, Rav Chaim Moshe says like this, say here, lechur, the chiddush is the hair is called the body by itself. Let's say robe of the hair is knotted up, and she's makpid upon it. So lachri, that's called the chatzitza. Maybe no. Lachura, the hair, negates the whole body, is only miyut to the whole body. If you tell me you have to have ruba makpid, lachura, even if all your hair is schmutzig, with dirt, that she's makpid on, it's still only miyut to the body. So why is the hair called the chatzitza? The Torah says the hair is considered like a body by itself. That's the chiddush here. The hair is like one body, and the rest of the body is another body by itself. So if the hair itself has roiv of it, that's dirty, and she's makpid on it, that would be called a chatzitza. Even though negated to the rest of the body, it's not called a chatzitza. But yidan the hair by itself. But who within avada the body also is a zach by itself. And midiraisa is only called a chatzitza if there's a chatzitza upon rove of her body, and she's makpid upon that rove. Avada, that's John Rashi. Vaita, umakpid alav shemitztayer alichloch zeshab roshi. She's makpid the dirt in the hair. The sheni makpid alav, heavy kagufay. The svar midiraisa, when you're not makpid upon the chatzitza, l'mosh, you're wearing clothing. It looks nice, the clothing. You're not makpid to take off the clothing. The svar is heavy kagufay. It's like bottle to the goof. V'yafagav devi brubay lechayit. Even though robe of your body is covered with clothing, so what? It's called the good tefillah midiraisa, because the clothing is bottle to your body. No, the rabbanim made gzeira. V'gozer arubay sheina makpid. Hoyo devi roiv. V'dami v'miksas lechatzitza midiraisa. That's one gzeira. Vaita v'yamiyat ha-makbid, hoyo v'domi le'yoso ba'akpoda. Since it's doyma to the Yeraisa, t'rakoponim y'makbid. V'gozrium lach alochel mashim sinai. Now these gzeiras are not part of the alochel mashim sinai. El gzeirim ed rabbonin. That's only the rabbonin dik gzeirim. V'rubay ha-makbid l'chudei hu de'ev alochel mashim sinai. Mid Yeraisa, what's called the chatzitza is only if rove of the body has a chatzitza, and she's makbid t'reshun speyon. That's all. So the Moravite. The Moravite, the last question now is Mechitza. We said before that the loch of a Mechitza is also a loch of a Moshe Mishinai. His after the Mechitza has to be Dalit Yud Tvachemai is a loch of a Moshe Mishinai. For the Moravite, the Yeraisa Ninu, the loch of a Mechitza that's Yud Tvachemai has to use Mediraisa. The Yom Amar, Oron Tisha. The Oron was 9 Tvachemai. Rashi says, Oron Tisha, but there must have been Kapoiris Tefach. The Kapoiris on top of the Oron was one Tefach. So Rashi, Oron, Goiva, Tisha, Tfochim. The Ksiv, the Amo, the Chatzi, Koimosi. It says, the Oron was an Amo and a half tall. So So we're saying now the Amma is 6 Tfachim, so 1 and a half is 9 Tfachim. So it was 9 Tfachim high, U Kaparis Tefach. And the Kaparis on top of the Oren was a Tefach. Hare Yasora. From the size with the Kaparis, the Oren was 10 Tfachim off the ground. U Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'dibarti Itchom Me'ala Kaparis. So the Gemara. The Amamar, Oren Tisha, the Kaparis Tefach. Hare Kanasora. Or right to Rashi, but Tanya Perakam of the Sukkah, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkah, we have Yosi Yomer, Liyolam Loyodo Shchina Lamatam Yasora. The Shchina never came down within 10 Tfachim of the earth. Why, what's the Raya? The Siv, the Pasuk says, HaShemayim Shemayim Hashem, V'yoretz Nosel of Neyodim. O Lamatam Yasora Tfachim Choshevoretz. Anything less than 9 Tfachim, anything less than 10 Tfachim, it's called part of the ground already. The Siv, what's the Raya? V'dibarti Itcho Miala Kaparis. Hashem spoke on top of the Kaparis. Alma Asori have a Mechitza. The Asora, that's the Shear that's still called above the ground. The Lamala Mi Asora Lechoshev Le Rishus Tachteo El Rishus Tachriti. Anything above 10 Tfachim is called Rishus by itself. Therefore, the Shechina always spoke on top of the Kaparis. So since it was always 10 Tfachim off the ground, it never came into the ground. So kids, you see from here that a Mechitza of 10 Tfachim, that's called like a new Rishus. So when you want to divide up Rishusim, a 10 Tfachim is the Shear. So here, this is Midiraisa. And if the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, Teretz, what we're saying, the Nechitz is only Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, Lo Tzricha L'Rab Yehuda. The Din of Halacha is only according to Rab Yehuda. The Yom Rab Yehuda Shitri is, Amas Binyin, the Amo Bashisha. True, when you made the Binyin of the Beis HaMikdash, the Amo was 6 Tfachim. Or Ba'amas Kelim, when you went to make the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, here the Oren was only a Keli, is the Amo Bas Chamisha. How tall was the Oren? It was only a Amo of made out of 5 Tfachim. So if the Pasuk says it was an Amo and a half tall, that means 5 and 2 and a half is only 7 and a half. From the source, the Oren was only 7 and a half Amos, 7 and a half Tfachim tall. And with the extra tefach of the kaparis was 8.5 tfachim. So b'zoy 8.5 tfachim is not a hilchas shear from the chitza. So b'zoy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know the halacha that yud tfachim is a mechitza? According to him, it's tak halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't learn out from this pasuk that yud tfachim makes a mechitza. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Oren and the Tefach was only 8.5 tfachim. And 8.5 tfachim is not a shear mechitza. So how do we know 10 tfachim? It's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. For the Gemara, the Rabbi Meir, the Yom HaKol HaAmos, Hoyev Beinonis, according to Rabbi Meir, it says no. All the Amos were made from 6 tfachim, Ma'ik L'Meimer. According to Rabbi Meir, all the Amos, Zai the Binyan, Zai the Kalim, were all made from 6 tfachim. So according to Rabbi Meir, L'churat Xeris HaKosiv, that says Yud tfachim. It's not called halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So the Rabbi Meir, Ki Asi Hilchasom, what's the pshat that we said before? Mechitzes are halach l'moshe m'Sinai. According to Rav Meir, the ilchos mechitza that has to be yud tfachim high, you learn it out from the Oren and the Kaparis, that was yud tfachim according to Rav Meir. If he holds that the Amma was 6 tfachim, so 1.5 is 9 tfachim, and the extra tefach of the Kaparis was 10 tfachim, so according to Rav Meir, the Pasuk says 10 tfachim. So why does the Brisa say it's only called halach l'moshe m'Sinai? The Teretz says, legud or lelovod l'doifin akuma. There are other halachis of mechitza that's called halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Good, sedrashi l'good, the armina bekama duchti, good achas, and good asik. The halacha of a mechitza is either they go down or they go up. Moshe by a sukkah. If you have a 10 tfachim high, that's the wall of the sukkah. And the schach is all the way on top of here, we say good asik. But look as if this mechitza goes up and up and up, and it comes until the schach. Who then we have a mechitza standing upwards, and always say good asik, it goes down. These halachas will fit throughout the Masechta. How the mechitza goes up or the mechitza goes down, those halachas are Moshe M'Sinai. Who I did love it is halacha anytime something was in Gimel Tfachim, 3 Tfachim off the ground, love it makes like it's attached. Like if you have a mechitza coming down and it doesn't reach the ground and it's less than Gimel Tfachim off the ground, we say love it is considered attached to the ground. That's also called halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Love it, you say sideways also. We have to have certain times, there shouldn't be a mechitza break in between. If the two walls are within Gimel Tfachim close together, also you say love it. Anything within Gimel Tfachim is always called attached. That's also called halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And the last halacha is the doifin akuma, that's what we saw yesterday. By Yitzchak Schach, in the case when the middle of the roof, it caved in, and the middle of the hole you want to use for the schach, the end of the roof, is called a schach psula. So why is it called a good schach? The Torah says we say, doifin akuma. We say as if the kaisa going up now, crooked, goes crooked, turns over, and it's all part of the daifin. It's all part of the wall. The wall now comes up and comes crooked until the schach. So these halacha that you say daifin akuma, these are halacha l'meshe m'sinai. So even according to Ramei, it's good what the Braisa says mechitzes are called halacha l'meshe m'sinai. Right. Says vayu gvoya meyaskumam. Again, the Mishnah says what? If the Pesach of the Movi was more than 20 Amos high, so you're not allowed to put the Kuru on top of the Pesach, because then the Kuru will be l'mala mechofama, and that's possible. Now what's the Eitzah to be Machshrit? So Rashi in the Mishnah says Yemayit. Yemayit, Rashi said in the Mishnah, means bring the Kuru down a little bit. Although the Kuru is 21 Amos high, bring it down a little bit, make it only 19 Amos high. That's one way to learn. Another way we spoke out in the Mishnah, the Ritva speaks it out, is Yagbiyah. You can lift up the bottom floor. You can make the bottom floor of the Pesach a little bit higher up, that now the halal between the top of this floor and the Kura is less than 20 Amos, that's also kosher. Now we're talking about, if you want to lift up the floor, how much do you have to lift up? So tomorrow, how much do you have to make it, like lift up the floor to make the halal less, to make the halal shorter? This is in picture number 24, on page 4, picture 24, we'll have it here. It's kama mamayit. For the Gemara, kama mamayit, kama the tzorachle. Like, what's your kasha? How much you want to pick up? Let's say the kur on top is 22 amas high. So on the bottom, you have to put boards here to lift it up 2 amas. If you make the bottom, the boards up, the floor up 2 amas, so now between the floor and the kur, there's less than 20 amas, it's kasha. So pshita, how much do you have to pick up the floor? It depends how high up the kur is. Abi, there's no space, halal, of 20 yamas between the kura and the floor is kosher. So what do you ask me, kama? And the Gemara, Ella, the kasha was roch by the kama. Like in the picture 24, when you want to make the pick up the bottom of the floor, you can't just pick up the last space of the floor. You have to pick up inside the movi also. The roch of the width of the movi inside also has to be picked up. How much inside the movi, the width of the movi, or really is roch, really means the length. How much inside the movi also do you have to pick up? Like on the bottom of the entrance to the movi, you can't just pick up this little space here. You have to go inwards and pick up either a tefach or else 4 tefachim. That's machlekes. Hey, it's kama. El roch by the kama. How much does it have to go in? We have yosef on a tefach. The floor on the bottom, when you want to pick up, you can't pick up an inch. You have to go inwards to the movi, a tefach inside, and pick up a whole tefach's worth up. You have to pick up dalet fochim. You have to go inside the movi, dalet fochim, have a few beams here on the floor, picking up dalet fochim inside. That's the shear. So Drashi, kama the sorchle, ashleya chalal yoyser al esrim, rochboy, shomiet lachivo the toich oirech hamovi kama, tefach, can I get rochboy shokur of a tachter? Hey, it's how wide the kur is, and right underneath it. Because the loch of a kur, usually the kur has to be also a tefach wide. So since the kur on top has to be a tefach wide, that's a sfor on bottom also. When you want to pick up the floor, you have to pick up the floor a roich of a width of a tefach. And the other man Yomis says no, you have to pick up on the floor more than that. You have to pick up dalet tefachim, worth of the floor has to come up. What's the machloikis? Leina b'hokam iflagi. This is the machloikis. Hey, leina b'hokam iflagi. The man diyom a tefach. The man the Yomit says, oh, you have to pick up on the ground, or just a tefach, into the movi, kisovar mutil lishtamash takas akura. You're allowed to be mishtamash, allowed to carry underneath the kura. Now look at picture 25. Like the kura on top of the movi is a little wide on top. It's a tefach wide. Hey, the kura itself is always a tefach wide. Now it's a shayla, you're allowed to carry underneath the tefach. It's right underneath the kura, can you carry there or not? It's a machlokes. We'll see later in the sechta. One man the Yomit says, you can only carry until the chitzon of the kaira, to the panimia of the kaira, and once they even to the outside, even to the, into the, to panimi of the kaira. In really picture 24 he has it, like aleph and beis on top. There's the chudia chitzon, that's the aleph, and beis is the chudia panimi. The shala, how far you allowed to carry in the movi? When you come to the entrance where the kaira is, can you carry under the kaira or not? So maybe that's the machlekes. The man di yom tefach sovar mutil lishtamish tachat the kura. You're allowed to carry even though you're mamish underneath the kura. Oy bazoi is a trashi. Man di yom tefach sovar mutil lishtamish tachat the kura. The yom achude hachitzon yor v'saisim. The swar of the kura is the outside corner, the outside point comes down. Kedemashmala Kamon. Vilka Kivon Dishir Esrim Amma. Mishum Heker, why only 20 Amas? So people should notice that's there. Harayesh Heker, Loimad Aloise Tefach, Sheneg Batachat Akurim. Since you're allowed to stand Mamish right underneath the Kurim, so on the floor, you have Mamish just one Tefach picked up. Since you're allowed to stand the metal on that floor, that Tefach, so if you're standing in that Tefach, you look up, you see the Kurim is less than 20 Amas high. So since you're allowed to be mishtamish underneath the kairam, so it's good, all you have to have is just one tefach wide. Because when you're standing on the tefach on the floor, look straight up, and you see the kairam, therefore it's kosher. But I'll tell you, man diyama, arbo, the one that says, no, a tefach on the floor is not enough. But you have to have dalat tfochim in, he holds kesovar, ose lishtamish tachas a kairam. Every time you have the kairam on top, even though the kairam is a tefach wide, underneath that kairam, you're not allowed to be mishtamish. Hey, so it's called like the chitzon, the primi, the inside corner goes down. So underneath the curry you can't carry. So if on the floor, there's only going to be a tefach wide where you're standing on that tefach you can't stand. Because you can't be metatl underneath the curry room. You're going to be further inside inside the movi. If you're standing inside the movi, looking up, the curry is more than 20 amas higher. So it doesn't help you just to make one tefach. Then you have to move inside the movi a little bit more. Today, that where you're allowed to be metaltum, and you're standing at that point, you look up, you'll be less than 20 tefachim. So svar is, once you have to have it more than a tefach, the svar is always, the next shear is always dal tefachim. We never find a shear of two tefachim or three tefachim. The shear, the next shear is dal tefachim. That's what this man diyama says, dal tefachim. So Drashi, O man diyama abok, sabar, also lishtamish tachas akoira. Why the chudi apnimi yurid v'saisim? It's as if the inside corner of the koira comes down. For Reichel Bakura, heavy chutzla stima. The width then of the Kura underneath that is like outside the Mavi, you can't carry there. Yemishtamsh umelo, or the Mishtamshim b'Mavi, whoever uses the Mavi, carries inside the Mavi, ain't lem heker b'Kura. They won't be able to see the Kura. Shrei b'nomachain, they're less than 20 Amas, since the Kura is more than 20 Amas high. Hilkach, sarashim shakatoich ha-Mavi, shtei ha-Kura ni keres. Therefore, you have to have some part of the floor in the Mavi that comes up. That if people will be standing there, they'll be able to see the Kairah. Kishisham Shul Yaisa Goyvah. The Chivah, the Afikte, Mitachas HaKairah, Tzarech Shein Mokem HaNikah V'Choshev. Once we say it has to be more than a Tefach, the Mele of the Shir always is Dalat Tfochim. The next Choshev Shir is Dalat Tfochim. That's why he says on the floor, you have to go inside the Movi, Dalat Tfochim inside the Movi. Today, somebody standing at the first three Tfochim of this floor, when they look up now, they'll be able to see the Kairah. Because since the floor is picked up, like 2 Amis, and Mela now, you're less than 20 Amis from the Kairah, you'll notice the Kairah. So that's the Machlekes. Every time the Kairah, do we say the outside part of the Kairah goes down, so you can carry underneath the Kairah? Or do we say, no, the Pnimi, the inside of the Kairah goes down. So Mela, you're only allowed to be metaltal inside the Movid. But underneath the Kairah itself, you can't be metaltal. So you can only be metaltal outside here. So you have to have some part of this outside also raised. So Mele, the Shir is Dalat Tfochim, that's how much has to be raised. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, holding Daf Hey, just start this last Gemara again, so Daf Dalat on the base again. Again, the Mishnah says if the Mavui, if the Pesach was higher than 20 Amos, so then is Yemayit. You have to make it less than 20 Amos. So that's the Gemara. You make it smaller, how much do you have to lower it? So the Gemara, how much you need? Okay, so we're talking about where the Kura is more than 20 Amos high. So if you want to make it smaller, you have to bring it down so it should not be 20 Amos to halal between the floor and the top. Ella roch boy the commoner. The Shaila is, here we're talking about not that you're bringing the Kura downwards, but you're lifting up the floor. On the bottom, you're putting wood on the floor to make it a little bit higher, so that there shouldn't be a space between the beginning of the wood and the kairah 20 amas. So now, how much inside the mavi do you have to put the boards? Like I said again, in picture 24, on page 4, picture 24, on the bottom of the floor, how much wood do you have to put inside on the floor to memayit the halal? It shouldn't be 20 amas high. El roch by the kama. How much inwards into the mavi do you have to make it high on the floor? Rabbi Yosef Omar Tefach. Just one tefach on the floor. You have to raise the floor one tefach inwards to the mavi. That's enough. No, it has to go in four tfachim of the floor inside the movi has to be raised, that from the floor until the kaira there'll be less than 20 amas. It's not enough just one tefach, you have to have four tfachim. So Mar, what's the machlekes? Leima b'holka miflagi. But the man, the yom tefach, the one that says you have to have a tefach, kisovar mute lishtamash tachas hakaira. You're allowed to be mishtamash, you're allowed to carry underneath the kaira. Now the kaira of the movi, the kaira, the piece of wood on top that goes along the entrance, is a tefach wide. That's the loch. It has to at least be a tefach on top. So it's a shayla, you're allowed to carry underneath the kaira. If you hold your ladder carry under the kaira, that means your ladder carry mamish to the end tip of the kaira. So since underneath the kaira you could walk, you could be metalto, therefore if you're standing on the bottom tefach, you'll look up and you'll see the kaira. Because since your ladder be metalto there, so you could stand mamish on the bottom tefach and look up and see the kaira. So the mutlish damish tachas kaira. Therefore, just one tefach on the floor is enough.